Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hysteria Nation to a very rubbly version of Blurry Hysteria. A lot of debris, riprap, if you will, and wow. Conspiracies galore this week as we're talking once again. If you listen on Mondays, we looked back at our episode 105 where we talked the Georgia Guidestones. Today, we're talking their destruction, downfall, and how they got there in the first place. Really narrowing it down. Sir, how goes? Yo. How you been?
Good. Hanging in there. Can't complain. All that good stuff.
Hanging and making, just got back from your trip from Georgia over late night, so that's fun.
I didn't tell you about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll ask you to shut your whore mouth. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so Georgia Guidestones has been it's one of those things that just, you know, people, it's weird.
And sure, yeah.
People love the weird. And when you don't have a definitive answer on something, your mind tends to go to the dark, and especially in the world today. I swear to God, people, they just turn back on CERN. The Georgia Guidestones fall, and people are like, yep, knew it. Thanks a lot, CERN. And I know that a lot of it's tongue-in-cheek, but I feel like a lot of it is just people like trying to make sense of the world and blaming it on something, and they actually believe that might be happening.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's this is a fun one because of that mystery. I think that's what has hooked everybody for the Georgia Guidestones since, you know, people started paying attention and the information was getting out there.
Yeah.
And it's an American mystery. It's very cryptic because of what it says on it, and nobody knew, you know, exactly who done it or how they did it.
Ah, see, Christian. That just sounds right. Like it's from like an early 1900s novel. You know, so
Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this had a lot going for it in terms of being interesting to people.
Yeah, you're right. It's a megalithic structure. It is cryptic in nature. It might be sinister or it might not be, depending on how you read it. Now, once we do some digging, you might change your mind and go one way or the other on that. But it's just it's ripe for the picking of the conspiracy route. So let's do a quick recap here. What were they, kind of thing? So they were a message in giant rock form. It was a set of 10 guidelines or principles engraved on these Georgia Guidestones.
Huge slabs of granite, right?
Yeah, just gigantic. Just
big
gigantic,
old tombstones.
Just rock, yeah. One language on each face of the four large upright stones. What were the languages on there?
Clockwise around the structure from due north. These languages were English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian.
Yeah, yeah. They were chosen because they represented most of humanity, while Hebrew was chosen because of its connection to Judaism and Christianity. Why, you ask, maybe? Well, you probably already have your own reasoning, but they said it was to guide humanity to conserve nature after a nuclear war, which the creators thought were an imminent threat. Now, this came, they were put up at the, you know, the heart of the Cold War.
Yeah.
It's not a far hop, skip, and jump to think that we were right around the corner from a nuclear war. For those of you that might be younger, there's probably some millennials that did this, but Gen Z's probably never had to do the duck and cover drills. Remember those for Fallout? Your desk.
I think they got it a little worse, Brent.
They didn't have the luxury of having a desk that saved you from anything and everything that happened. You just hit underneath it, and everyone was going to be okay. Yeah, their duck and covers, unfortunately, were shootings and things like that. I'm not meaning that funny. Terrible. Yeah, exactly.
I just saw an article that was like, a new school is being designed with shootings in mind.
Man, that's crazy to think that that's even something that that has to be thought about.
It shouldn't be, yeah.
Yoko Ono, speaking of tragedies, said the inscribed messages were a stirring call to rational thinking. Contrary, though, the Guidestones inscriptions have also been accused of promoting eugenics and genocide. So that's fun. Why don't you read, tell us what the inscriptions were. What'd they say?
Starting at the top, it said, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity.
Cough, eugenics, cough. at least that's what it smells like to me. But yeah, keep going.
Unite humanity with a living new language. Mm-hmm. Esperanto.
Yeah, right.
Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Mm-hmm. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Mm-hmm. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. And be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature.
I mean, they kind of feel like, oh, yay, kind of. You know, and it doesn't seem that bad. I get that, but then you do some digging and or you do some thinking and they can take on some sinister thoughts, and they were just recently destroyed earlier this month. As we know, there was an explosion. It destroyed one of the blocks. Slabs, the other three were cracked, and the top one was part of it, like a third of it broke. And so they decided to demolish the rest of them, which, interestingly enough, everyone then was an engineer. They didn't need to be destroyed. That's part of it, you know. And that could be one way or another. But, you know, they went ahead and took them down. And it wasn't surprising to me, because for months now, people have been saying that they were, you know, conspiracies.
They've been satanic. Targeted.
Right. People were running political campaigns on, if I get elected, I'm going to tear them down. I'm going to outlaw them, things like that. So there's been this fervor for a while, really, you know, getting everyone angry at them. So it's no surprise to me that someone took it on themselves to do something like this. It's the human nature to, you know, it's just like taking a gun to a pizza parlor and then finding out there's no basement, or doing the silly things that so many people do and then finding out, oh, I was, you know, wrong or right or what, however you want to look at it. The gorilla in the room, you know, the craziness was that there was so much hiddenness to them, you know, who built them and whatnot. Well, there was a documentary. It's called Dark Clouds Over Elberton, the true story, that is, of the Georgia Guidestones. It came out in 2015, and they did some excellent investigation into them. We're going to go to a break quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk who really put them up and what happened to them and who they really were. That's up next on Blurry Hysteria. We'll be right back. Hola, David. Me llamo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, learn how to speak.
And our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Oh, who was R.C. Christian or Robert Christian? That's kind of been the $64,000 question the whole time. And interestingly enough, the makers of the documentary, The Dark Clouds Over Elberton, The True Story of Georgia Guidesons, again, that's what it's called, they interviewed Wyatt Martin. And Wyatt was the key to understanding who Robert Christian really was. And unknowingly, maybe he was duped. Wouldn't you say he was duped?
Dumb.
He was just not a smart man in some ways. He was a banker and was involved in the financial arrangements for the original construction of the monument. And reportedly, and he'll tell you too, he was the only person who knew Robert Christensen's real identity who was working on the whole thing. So the construction people, the people in the town, in Georgia, you know, in the county there, they didn't know who he was. Well, he had an IBM computer case, not to be confused with John Titor.
I just thought, oh boy,
the whole time they're saying that, I'm just like, someone out there's like, I knew it. And where's the computer?
Here's how to handle communism in an American way. Let's just put the rules up. All right, and I'll just jump back to 1985.
Interestingly enough, they persuaded Martin to show them some of his correspondences with Christian. He had them saved in this computer box. So they go out. It's in like his shed. They open it up. And they see postmarks and return addresses revealing that Christian had written from a certain house in Fort Dodge, Iowa. If you want to see exactly which, you can look online. I'm not going to say that, but it's easy to find. As well as other mail that had been sent to Christian care of a certain Mr. Merriman. I love that part because it's interesting how they're like, can we do some slow zoom-ins just for B-roll? He's like, sure, here you go. And they're zooming in, and they're zooming in, and they're literally zooming in on the addresses and stuff like that. And then in the documentary, they're flipping them over and showing you that it's the same address in all of them.
That's pretty great.
Or the care of, Mr. Merriman, stuff like that. So that was a really interesting thing. So they took that, and then he goes, I probably shouldn't be showing you this. Not that you could look at this and find out any information anyway, but I'm more worried someone's going to break in here and try to steal my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he also showed them a letter dated July 14th of 1998. And Christian wrote that he was 78 years old. He also told him that Christian had written him around 2001. So he was 78 and 98, and he would at least live past the year 2000. There was also a book that wasn't, it was published, it wasn't sold, but it was called Common Sense Renewed, and it was given out to people when these came out. They contacted the publisher, the filmmakers did, and they learned that it had been published by a guy named Robert Merriman. He was born 1918 and he died in 1992. So Merriman couldn't have been the R.C. Christian because R.C. Christian had came back and visited supposedly the Georgia Guidestones and, around 98 and stuff.
Back to the scene of the crime.
Right. So they do some digging. They look and they find a patent application and political campaign finance disclosures. And they identified through those, the address matched the address on the papers and the letters, a guy named Herbert Hinsey Kirsten. He was born May 7th of 1920, which makes him 78 years old in 98. And he died June 10th of 2005. So he's definitely old enough to, or still alive, could have came. And he was the owner of the house at the return address, at least from 1981 to 2001, due to, census records and stuff. You can look that stuff up. Really smart. You know, and not only that, they also found that he had a bunch of, so he was a physician and he was an inventor. One of them was like for facing concrete, for etching block and stuff like that. And he'd worked with concrete. And in the letter they did get to read, it said, I myself has been a concrete worker and have worked with concrete and I know the struggles and blah, 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 blah. Also, Kirsten means Christian in like a German.
Slow German. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dutch German.
Yep. And that was the Christian, R.C. Christian was the name given to the builder. And not to be outdone by that, the nephew of Merriman, Kurt Wilk or Wilkie, I'm not sure how you say that, probably Wilk, told the filmmakers that Merriman and Kirsten had been friends. They spent holidays together and were close and shared ideologies. It turns a little dark here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Kirsten.
Well, so he was described in an obituary as, quote, a naturalist who was very involved in environmental and world population issues, end quote. Yep. Mm-hmm. And a local historian by the name of William Sales Doane, who is 100% a wizard.
Yeah, with if you one watch tooth the film. And a suit and long hair and a long beard. It's just beautiful. You know, he didn't sound like that, but I wanted him to. He was well-spoken, and I want him to just be like, yep, got a lot of pants today. Gonna give me my fortune. Hand me my wand, you know.
Anybody seen my frogs running around here? I think they took my wand. So anyways, Doane told the filmmakers that Kirsten had been known fairly well in the community for his views about population control.
Yeah, and they press him, what do you mean by that?
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
And this was when he said, people of color and people with IQs lower than 100 should be sterilized?
Yeah. Anyone that is not white should be sterilized. Anyone with an IQ of under 100 should be sterilized. And
said he was racist to his fingertips.
Yeah. He literally said he was working on a machine, whatever that means, to make that a possibility.
Yikes.
Of the sterilization and finding out.
Right.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Anyways. In Doane the Wizard's presence, Doane the Magnificent, he had boasted about his friendship with William Shockley, who was widely known in the 70s for his belief that black people were genetically inferior to white people, and his belief that society should discourage reproduction by those considered less fit.
Shockley is popular because he invented the transistor. And he won the Nobel Prize.
Won a Nobel Prize.
And everyone's like, this guy's great. What are your thoughts? And he's like, well, let me tell you about black people. Let me tell you about this and that. And they go, holy shit, you're disgusting. Yeah. Well, a lot of people then kind of clung to him. And they said that Kirsten bragged that Shockley and him were friends who had the exact same outlook on race and we're both shitheads that are disgusting and should die. Woohoo, you know? And Merriman was right there with them. And they would go to there was a local
country club.
Yeah. And you know how they do? They just sit around and talk. And I guess Kirsten would
sit
just,
around and be racist.
Right. Kirsten would just spout off of the mouth. And a lot of people that were there were of different nationalities. And he wasn't that well liked by the upper echelon of town, at least that's what Doane said.
This was in Dodge City, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Iowa. You're too racist for the Dodge City, Iowa Country Club. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about Dodge City.
Kirsten even wrote the South Florida Sun Sentinel talking about how he was providing support for David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the Klan.
Yep.
So that's
who is who's still in the news, Brent. Still in the news throwing he's throwing his weight behind Trump and stuff. Like he loves Trump. And
he gave a lot of money.
Still bopping around.
He gave a lot of money to conservative political things. And interestingly enough, then conservatives are the ones that have been against the stones so much. I mean, a lot of people are against them. It's an interesting take. There's a lot of different conspiracies. That's supposedly the truth. Now, it's never been proven, but that's a lot of connecting the dots there that they did a very good
job. Yeah, they did really, really good work on this, at least to even come up with this, you know, finding these addresses and talking to people.
Now, I will say the people that put this on were very religious. Dark Clouds Over Elberton has a very religious tone. Yeah. They were against him because he left $400,000 to the Catholic Church, but he preached birth control and things like that.
Birth control.
And they were, it does take, especially in the end, a very religious slant. So, but they did fantastic investigative work. There's a lot of conspiracies. Wired stated that unspecified opponents have labeled the Ten Commandments, or whether they labeled them, the Ten Commandments of the Antichrist. So that's fun. Of course, conservative Christians have called the monument satanic. And like we said, even though he left $400K to the church, he had very anti-Catholic thinking, so they would have been against that. So it's, they're like, well, that's just to show that he was using the church and blah, 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 blah. You know, and then there's that whole part about the machine to finally prove blacks were inferior to whites. Just a fun guy all around. Just gross. Just absolutely gross. There are so many claims circling them. It's crazy. Outside just those, right-wing activist Mark Dice demanded that the guy's stone should be smashed into a million pieces and then the rubble should be used for a construction project, claiming that the guy's stones are of a deep satanic origin and that R.C. Christians belongs to a Luciferian society, secret society, related to the New World Order. At the unveiling of the monument, a local minister proclaimed that he believed that the monument was for sun worshipers because it had a hole that, you know, it had a hole, the light came through and it told you what day it was because light came through.
Yeah, just like that Anthem Veterans Memorial in Arizona where the sun lines up once a year to show, to cast a shadow of the seal of armed forces, I think.
So, you know, sun worshipers for cult worship and devil worship. Same thing. Exactly.
Seal of the United States. Great seal of the United States. Sorry. But yeah. Yeah. Are you assholes going to blow that up too?
Right. Well, and interestingly, all these people, Mark Dice, you know, and everyone else involved here, they've never provided any evidence to support their claims other than read it, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's that. There's another conspiracy theorist, Jay Wiedner. He said that the pseudonym of the man who commissioned R.C. Christian resembles Rose Cross Christian or Christian Rosicrucianers, you know, the Christian Rosicruz, who was the founder of the Rosicrucian Order.
Right.
It just, you can grasp at whatever you want to. I think.
I mean, you shouldn't.
Right. I think that the truth. Or even the truth, the back end, the backstory of Kirsten himself is just disgusting.
Sure.
Even on his grave, what's it say? It says his name and then it says
conservationist. Physician and conservationist, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean the clues definitely line up to point at this dude.
He thought there was going to be a nuclear war. And
I mean, who
people
didn't?
Would be devastated and the decimation of the population was going to happen. And then we should adopt these things, including keeping everyone lily white. And if you had any sort of like, you know, birth defects or you were below average IQ, you should be, well, at the time you should be sterilized. So you can never, have children, but it doesn't go far to think that you'd be also killing them.
Procreate that line. Yeah. Clean up that old gene pool.
Yeah, just a Nazi like shock. Wet dream, the whole thing, you know. But
the crazy thing about it is that it's just outside enough of that, of being blatant about it, I guess, to, you know, make some people say, you know what, this sounds good. You know, a lot of these sound legit, reasonable.
No, they were smart in wording it carefully.
In a way that doesn't straight up just say, keep everybody white and keep the dumbs dumb.
Right.
And cut off their balls, you know? So,
right. Right. You know, it's,
Cause this goes to, in my mind, it kind of goes to that place where, how do you separate the art from the artist?
Right.
If the artist is a gigantic piece of shit, but their work is amazing or beautiful or poetic, just something transcendent, but they think all black people should die. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah.
How? Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Or like, you really like their music, but they like peeing on underage girls. You know, stuff like that.
Sure.
When I say toot toot, you say beep beep, Robert. Toot toot. Let me say beep beep.
Because, you know, ruling things with tempered reason should be a given.
We're against the law. Come on now. Who wants tempered reason?
Having fair laws, just courts, no petty laws or useless officials. I mean, we are mired in that cesspool right now. Mm-hmm. Leave room for nature. Like, these are all good things to live by. But who says it? The mouthpiece it's coming from taints it. It changes it into something else, right?
Yeah.
If Jesus the Christ said all this, it would be wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. If David Duke said all this,
right,
you'd be like, pump the brakes, asshole.
Well, it's also, even you're looking at like the living, you know, Unite Humanity and Living New Language sounds fantastic. And even the new language, so you're not benefiting like English or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then you're stripping away people's
culture and identity and heritage, right, and tradition.
So, yeah, like, where does the good stop and the bad start? You know,
it's, yeah. And that is the big question for all this stuff. It's like J.K. Rowling and her, you know, very transphobic views versus the Harry Potter world that she's created and people love and have gotten a lot of, you know, good from. Mm-hmm. There's countless examples of this stuff. Richard Wagner's music being used, you know, for, I mean, you hear Flight of the Valkyries and you immediately think, oh, here comes the Nazis.
Yeah.
Somebody get me my Panzerfaust.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all, you know, the intention behind it spoils it. And it could be used for good. Now, the guide reproduction, wisely, that stuff, that is the closest thing to eugenics that they're going to say blatantly, mm-hmm, in this thing. And, you know, there's you get in a real quicksand with that one and the maintain humanity. But at some point in our future, if we don't straight up kill each other first, we're going to have to address the problem of overpopulation.
Right.
And that's a hard conversation to have.
There's a finite amount of people that can live on here that we can also provide nutrients and, mm-hmm, you know, sustainability to. But when evil's in your heart, maybe you shouldn't be the one picking who's who and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
You better look like me, an old codger white man. Oh, you're, yeah, not going to get, yeah, out. You know, you know where I think the most just delicious aspect of this is he spread all his hate at the country club. And even the people at the country club are like, you're a douchebag. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not laughing to make light of it or anything. This is a very serious thing, and fuck racism to its fucking fingernails. But it's crazy how messages that could be used for good get co-opted, tainted, and just used as fucking rotten ass fertilizer, mm-hmm, in the brains of gullible people. And I think, you know, Brent and I, let me say this, Brent and I are trying our damnedest to not like straight up make this some kind of divisive issue because it already has been.
Yeah, and I guess what? I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school to say you don't need to be blowing shit up no matter what. And for whatever reason, if you think that that's the answer, there's better. You're better served.
You haven't considered all of the alternatives.
Right. I think that's the takeaway. And unfortunately, people get worked up into a fervor and things like this happen and they can be avoided. And, you know, at least it's an eye-opening thing. And I hope the problem is enough people don't understand the truth behind them, nor will they ever. And this will be kind of used for multiple different scenarios, I'm sure. And that's unfortunate, but, at least we know, and now, you know, the most likely, again, this is not proven. This is just, journalism that's been done and investigated and the most likely
independent and
right.
I mean, it does have a bias. Like you said, it's very heavy into Christianity. The save everybody.
Yep. So they're gone. Will they come back? I don't know. Keep in the news, keep reading. I don't know what's going to happen, but it is definitely an interesting thing, to say the least.
I doubt they'll come back. But sometimes enough people have covered them.
Sometimes they come back again. You remember those movies?
Oh my God. Remember, what if tomorrow there's a new setup mysteriously, nobody knows how? That would freak people
out. Or someone puts up one of those monoliths, those like just things like they were doing a couple years ago.
Yeah, one of those silver kind of,
That's what needs to happen there.
Oh man, somebody would get their hands on a dark market, dark web cruise missile and send it at it immediately. But like we alluded to this earlier, but the crazy thing about this is the irony. Whoever blew this up probably held the same beliefs and just was led to believe that these were different.
Or who knows? So, right.
I mean, I would bet some money on it. I can't obviously prove that. And that's huge speculation. I'll admit that. But I would put money on that belief.
Over under? Yeah, no, I gotcha. All right, kids. So that's been your quick and dirty on the destruction of the Guidestones and a little bit of more history in case you haven't heard or didn't listen to or wanted an update from our last one. We'll see you next time on more Blurry Hysteria.
Woo! Heavy stuff.
Meeting adjourned.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.